Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So as I mentioned, Monday is known as Radhashtami, and it is a very, very holy day. Today in the high school, one of the students asked us, "Do you have only any holy days?" And I said, "We have practically a holy day every week. We have so many holy days. Some are major, some are minor." So a lot of people are not aware of who Srimati Radharani is. We start off with the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna, God, says, "Everything emanates from me, both material and spiritual. There are two energies, basically, the material energy and the spiritual energy. We human beings are hybrid. Internally, we're spiritual, but we have this material body. So we're hybrid. God and Radharani and all the residents of the spiritual world, they have spiritual bodies. Instead of the bodies being made of earth and water, fire, air, they're made of spiritual energy. They have forms, but they're spiritual forms. Our forms are material." And the first lesson of Bhagavad Gita is that you're not your body, but you're the soul inside the body. Just as, what kind of car do you drive? Okay. So you drive your car. Obviously, your car is parked. You're here. So you're distinct from your car. In the same way, the Bhagavad Gita teaches us not to eat candy now. It's not time for candy. It's time to hear Bhagavad Gita. It's time to hear Prabhuji. So similarly, I caught you. I see everything. So in the same way, we're not these bodies. And trust me, when you get to be my age, you're glad you're not what you see in the mirror. Okay? You may look nice now, but just wait. The day will wake up. So, that's the first lesson of Bhagavad Gita, that you're the soul within the body. But there is this transcendental or spiritual world, and God, as we said earlier, is actually one in two. Divine male, divine female. They're one, but they've separated themselves eternally into two personalities, Radha and Krishna. So there's a mantra which we can say. If you would like to repeat, this is Sanskrit. Sanskrit is elevating to the consciousness. So if you would, Tapta Kanchana, Gaurangi, Radhe, Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu, Sute Devi, Pranamami, Hari Priye. So, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi means that Srimati Radharani the feminine aspect of God. Her bodily complexion is like molten gold. And Krishna, his complexion is blackish, like the dark rain cloud. You Indian people know that word, syam, dark, beautiful dark. But Krishna's dhoti is what color? Dark, molten gold, signifying his affection for Srimati Radharani. And her sari is dark blue, signifying her affection for that darkish blue boy, Govinda, Krishna, Syama. Radhe, that is how we, like if I say, hey Nitin, that is in the vocative. Or if I say, my dear loving wife, I'm addressing you. So when you address Radha, you say, Radhe, everybody say.
Radhe.
In Vrindavan, everybody says, Jai Radhe.
Jai Radhe.
Now, this next word, Vrindavana Ishvari. She is the queen of this transcendental realm known as Vrindavan. Then it says, Rishabhanu Sute. She is the daughter of this person known as King Rishabhanu. Devi, she's the original goddess of all other goddesses. Maybe you've heard of this phrase, goddess of fortune, or Lakshmi. Radha is the original Lakshmi from whom all other Lakshmis come from. Just as Krishna is the origin of all other avatars, Radha is the origin of all the other goddesses of fortune. Pranamami, I offer my respects. And then this last word, Hari Priye. This personality, Radha, is most dear to Krishna. And he has so many names. One of his names, Hari. Everybody say.
Hari.
Now, some people are afraid of that name because they think, if I say Hari, God is going to take everything away from me. That's not right. Hari means, doesn't mean that God is going to take your wife or your car or your house or your bank balance. Believe me, some people think like, I've met people like that. No, Hari means he's going to take away your anxiety. Is that a bad thing? If God takes away your, so don't be afraid of this word, Hari. Everybody say? Very good. In English, we have this word, Harry. And in the early days, they used to call us Hare Krishnas. Because that's his, but that word Hare actually comes from this word, Hari. Now, I will tell a little story about Radha. And then we will have the aarti and kirtan, and then prasad. How does that sound? Nitin Acharya, does that make sense for you? Okay. So, let's go back 5,000 years. We're going back 5,000 years. Radha and Krishna appeared on this planet Earth in India, in the land known as Vraja or Vrindavan. And there was the way it was set up. Krishna and Radha, although they are eternally lovers, they're not married. Now that's a whole nother 3-hour discussion. I'm not going there. But suffice it to say, 5,000 years ago, when they did their lila, or pastimes on earth, Radha and Krishna could not be married. And Radha was married to somebody named Abhimanyu. And his mother was the nastiest, the original mother-in-law. Nasty. And she hated Krishna because she knew that Krishna wants my Radha. And she was very protective of her daughter-in-law. Now, they live in this land of Vrindavan, and the king is Krishna's father, Nanda, and the queen is his wife, Yashoda. Now, every morning, Yashoda would send one of her servants to where Radharani was staying, requesting her to come and help cook breakfast, because Radharani had gotten a benediction from a rishi, Durvasa Muni, that whatever she cooked was like nectar. Just like whatever my wife cooks, nectar. Whatever Minnie cooks is nectar. Are you going to invite everybody to your program next? You will see. So, Radharani's mother-in-law doesn't want Radharani to go because she knows Krishna is going to be there. But the mother-in-law's name, what's her name? I can't remember her name. Anyway, it doesn't matter. There is like a great grandmother of Vrindavan. Her name is Parnamasi. She is the disciple of the great sage Narada Muni. So Purnamasi, everybody respects her because she has great transcendental knowledge. So Purnamasi told Radharani's mother-in-law, whatever Yashoda says, you do it. Because if you don't, it's not going to be good for your son, Abhimanyu. So Radharani's mother-in-law is like, okay, Purnamasi said, I always got to do what Yashoda says, but I don't like the fact that my daughter-in-law is going to Krishna's house. So she tells one of the other gopis, you watch out for that Krishna. Make sure he doesn't even glance at her. And you protect my daughter-in-law. So every morning, Radha goes to Yashoda's house. And they make this elaborate breakfast. Yashoda is like the queen and she's ordering, okay, you make this and you make this for Krishna. So there's a whole big breakfast menu. And they have the finest of gopi cooks making it. But Krishna is never hungry in the morning. He looks at his food and he's just not hungry. And Krishna is surrounded by some of his cowherd friends. Balaram, his brother, is there. And Krishna has one Brahmana friend, Madhu Mangala. He's my hero because he's chubby like me and he loves to eat like me. So when Yashoda comes and puts things on Krishna's plate, Krishna's not hungry. So he slips it to Madhu Mangala and he eats it. In this way, Madhu Mangala is eating all of Krishna's breakfast. But what's going on in the background? Sometimes Radha comes in and she brings something and she sneaks a glance at Krishna and Krishna sneaks a glance at him and nobody knows it. They're sneaking a glance. After the breakfast, Krishna washes up and he's going to get ready because in the day, he's going to go out all day in the forest. They're going to take care of the cows. They're going to play. So Krishna is getting ready. And after everyone is fed, Yashoda comes to Radha, and Radha has her head covered, and she's just waiting there very meekly. And Yashoda brings all these gifts, and she says to Radha, I always wanted that you would have married my son. Doesn't matter. Radha, you are my daughter. I see you. I accept you as my daughter. And then Yashoda, Krishna's mother, brings Radha a plate of food. And she says, you now eat. And Radharani says, no, I'm not worthy. But Yashoda insists, no, you have to eat. I insist, you are my daughter. And in this way, this gives you a glimpse of the mood, the loving mood of Vrindavan. And this loving mood of Vrindavan is possible when you have ecstatic love for God. And ecstatic love for God is evoked by the process known as Bhakti Yoga. And Bhakti Yoga begins by hearing and chanting the holy name of God. So now we're going to have Arti, Nitin Acharya, and me will lead the kirtan along with you, and we will commence. You only have a few items. Oh, I didn't thought you'd have to go into the box and get the tray. That was a good idea. Did I leave it out? Yeah. No problem. Mohini's strong. All right.